Okay, so we're holding it in the middle of the pasuk. I have the marker in the middle of pasuk vav about umas olam. They are mitzad the guf. They're related to us. Mitzad the sham. They're not related to us. Behem nacharubi. I think on kuf beis. That's when in this edition. That's what I'm holding. Behem nacharubi.
Yeah.
Menichem oitzon lekayim mitzvus. K'may shama v'isar v'bagoyim lan nasehem. They're the ones that are causing us to not be a kind of mitzvahs. It's interesting. The Pashta Pshat in Veim Nichubi, and the way he starts saying it, She'im Nichut and Kaim Mitzvahs, sounds very much that they're making Xeris against us. They're doing something wrong. His Lashon, though, the Pasuk he brings to Shavu, Ve'isarav Agoyim Lan Naseihem, is clearly our problem. Not, you know, it's us. We mix this amongst the goyim, and we learn from them. I'm not so clear as to why he brings this pasuk in. It doesn't seem to be supporting whatever he writes over here. So I'll just put him. I will leave it as a sort of thing. I don't have a teretz fit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in a pirish. So the nusach of it is. They made me noteras akram pirish. So again, he keeps repeating. I don't know. It's a new pshat. Not. It's very hard. It's the third or fourth time that he's redoing the pasuk with another pirish. It doesn't say it's a new pirish. You know, that's one of the problems. He's not clear. But it's another pshat in the pasuk. So min noteras akram pirish. Himayisin noteras karmi hayabeis hamigdash kayim hayisayt al beisi. So the pshat, what he's saying here in pshat is quite simple. If I come along, I tell you the reason why I look so stumbled is because I work in the field all day. That makes sense. But if I tell you the reason why I'm so sunburned is because I'm working in your field instead of my field, the question is, what's the pshat? My field is air conditioned and covered, and your field. I mean, so mina na teretz akram comes to loy na tarti is kilu a teretz as to why it's not affecting me. But if karmishly natate would also be affected. That's the kasha that he's bothered with, mm-hmm. And then he understands that in Inochinami, the maila of Beis Hamikdash is, and it says this betzim in this week's and last week's laning. It says Mikdash Hashem koinu yadecha. So the one of the pshatim. Rashi brings Migdash Hashem Koinidech HaShpoch do with two hands. Others bring that the pshat that is the fact that the Migdash Lamala is above the Migdash Lamata and one is on top of the other. So the point of it is that the Migdash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Olam HaRuchni is Mesachich and Megin on the world over here. So it allows for a person, the midbar, everybody sat and learned Roisik in Yonah Shmaya, and there was no planting and no Mahalachateva, and the Mela people did not go out to the Kerem to work. In Eretz Yisrael, the Mela was, they worked in the Kerem, but the Beis HaMikdash was Megin on them, that they not become absorbed in the Gashmias. This is true even on a simple level. You went to the base three times a year. We went to the base of Migdash to be Mischaba Takadosh Baruch Hu. Karbanis every day that were brought to the base of Migdash were brought on our behalf. We were the Meshalchim. So the Mela, these are things that are all part of the Mahalach that we are in the Mela. Of Eretz Yisrael is that even though we're Isaac in Yanim of Gashmias, still it's making on us. We don't become affected. We don't become affected by the Teva. There's a very, very interesting vart from the Hemek Dava. He was considered to be a Zionist. He was more private Zion. You know, everybody, the Tzioni make him more of a Tzioni than he was, and the non-Tzioni make him less of a Tzioni. But he had an attitude towards it, and he was very pro. But he writes an amazing shot in Kitova Aretz Ma'oid Ma'oid. It says that the Kolev and Yeshua said the Aretz is Teva Ma'oid Ma'oid. So he asks, what's the Lashon of Ma'oid Ma'oid? You know, what's the Ma'oid Ma'oid Shabbat? So he answers that in every country that has a lot of good Gashmias, it's very, the collateral damage of it is that you're very quick to sink into it. So a person who lives in a place that's very megushtim, there's a real sakana that the person becomes absorbed by it, and to his detriment. The Eretz Yisrael's maila is that it doesn't allow you to sink into its gashmias. That's what he says. That's Taka Teridika Hashkafana. It's a wonderful country physically, but most countries that are physical pretend to draw a person in, and a person becomes coarse and, you know, just no roof to take a drive. Eretz Yisrael does not do that. V'nichro b'nei imi, v'golim adekasi, v'zeh goyrem shabo alai shemesh, and this caused the shemesh to come. V'nichro b'nei imi, Shem achim de em achas maguf from canal, going back like the shot before, Abloy bevak yedua, the soid Yaakov, chevel nachlosoi, and so there's a chelik of us that that's the meshutah for Tumas Olam, the chelik, but that's not. Behine, now he goes back to, he gives another shot in the inyan of the Kerem and the Kromim and the Karmi, Shalila and Atarti, Moal Derech Remez. It says on the Pasik in Koheles that there's Gavoa al Gavoa, Shema v'Gvoyim Aleihem. There's always many levels of ruchnistic layers between HaKadosh Baruch and us. Kamem Gvoyim Chamish V'Chamish. V'Inyan. Ki Yesh Memches Tzuras B'Shemayim Anhigas Olam. Now, this cheshbon yud beis mazolos kaf aleph maiminim v'tesvav mismoilim is a secular cheshbon. In other words, the astronomers portrayed the world as having 12 mazolos plus another 21. Planets or stars on the right side, and 15 on the left side. Well, let's give some brief explanation of what these things are. The mazolus are a band of stars that, if you were to superimpose where the sun is at a particular time of the year, it would be hitting those stars. Those stars are called the mazolus of that month. That's what the mazolus are. So there are specific bands of stars that look like different things. And besides the 12 mazolos, there's kofal b'mintas of swallowing. I have no idea the stars of some sort. What distinguishes them from other things? The mazolos have a certain surah, and they're in a certain place in Shemayim. I mean, the goyim have that. But together it's memches. We have this mesiris also derived in Sefer Yetzirah and the Rishonim. They all use this concept of the layout, the 12 mazolos tofav b'midas oswalim, which is together memches, v'zayin koich v'lecha, 7 planets, em nun hei, so together it's 55. Hu yisbar shmoy kel odna kol ha'maisim. So together you have a number 55, which are the gavoyim al-gavoyim shem gavoyim aleihem. V'zeh she'oma somuni noteres akromim. So you have v'yesh bem hayud mem oisis hashimush. You have the yud mem, which are oisis shimush. So besides Kerem, you have the Hey Yud Mem. Beishrim Hey Yud Mem, Gematria Hein. So in other words, the Kerem is surrounded, the Hakromim, the Kerem has three more entities, which together add up to be, which is the Gematria 55. So it's Kilo, the Kerem is the Guf Adava, the Hey Yud Mem are the 55 entities that surround the Kerem. So you have the Guf of the Hashkach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Mazolos, the Marochas that come down. Gematria de Shma Aleph Dalet Nun. It is the Gematria of Adnus without the Yud. Vemchina Shemayim, the Kerem Yud, in other words, Karmi, Oisavi Shali Loinatati. So I related to the Aleph Dalet Nun, but not to the Yud in the Aleph Dalet Nun, and that's Kerem Yud Loinatati. That's what the Goyen says. For somewhat of a beer, take a look down in the bottom, 512. And like always, the Goyen is Kuloi Remes, but this is, let's see what he says over here. He brings from Siach Yitzchak, which is Isaac Chava, and he's the biggest Mefarish of the Goyen. He was a Talmud of a Talmud, and but his explanations tend to be the most accessible. Who Indian Garu Benoira Moiral Matzah Shtemasuma Nefresh and Shash Kimba Oilam? Torah mitzvahs. Vezulasa enam mitzvahs kal beteva, kveshamu en mazli Yisrael. Ki ha-teva misnagid lehem. We don't do well with teva, and we have no mokum in teva. Shtoy hoye ru'uyim lias mitzvahs ba'olam. Sha'ovis ikrim hoye beteva. Vavrom avinu roish machtzavtenu. Bederech neis nifla. Hoylid bonim lemeya shana. Achas ikbir kash baruch ha-lamaylam kol ha-kechabim. So Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't the pshat. We tend to think like this. I want to do well normally, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he likes me so much, is going to add to it. He's going to put a cherry into the cream. No, we don't have any mitzias in the normal mahalach. We only have it with the cherry on top. Hashem Elokim atitan li, v'asein zav pekan omru atshabah v'rom avinu, the other scholar has spoken Aleph Dal Nun Yud. V'tzorich bir loma hiski be'emes shem ze kan v'ksivosi k'rosi be'adnas. Why take it, do you say Aleph Dal Nun Yud alekim atitali? Why is that the shem used? It's not a usual shem. It's the usual kri of the shem avaya. So he says, avo inyan nifla. Ki rabbeinu agodol b'ksov av kosa b'bir mamorim b'medrish al posik im uishek rosh v'gvoyim aleim v'chulu. So Mishlei writes that how many layers are there? 55. The Kosav Shortzolema Sheinyan Roya Hasidur Ban Hogasal Mahaza Sheina Tefa Maisa Ki Yeshadi Petrozi Ralo or the Fish and Hoga Tivis Alpi Mazal Shortel Oretz Shem Shiva Korekalechas Yuzis Azola Shemishmem Hasur Siduim Behain Bemisper Nun Hei. Or the Kas Chai Mitzvah, the Chai Almaleka. The Pshat is what eliminates the process, what eliminates immediate response of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, which would be called an Haga that's not Tivistic, is the fact that there's so many layers of quote unquote bureaucracy to the Kamsa Kaddish Baruch Hu. So the Mashal. You know, when you're young, you think that a policeman catches a criminal, it brings him into court, they lock him up in jail, and so on and so forth. When you get older, you realize first they investigate, and then he takes a lawyer, and then the court sets a date, and then there's a hearing, and they push off the hearing, and there's an appeal process, and there's a date, that it takes a long, long time till things come out. With what the original intent was. I once read, I think it was a memoir of Kissinger, who you probably don't remember, you obviously don't remember. Kissinger was the Secretary of State in America, and he was It's a Jew, unfortunately. Knapper. I mean, whatever. He's married to Glay. Whatever.
I read half of a book on him, actually.
Aha.
I
so
didn't get it.
Bishaito, he was considered to be a godly ador and a goyin ador and brilliant and so on and so forth. So he says people think that a Secretary of State in America are the most powerful people in the world. So let me explain to you how it works. He says, I come to a decision about something, very strong decision. I write up the decision and then I give it to the person who's in charge of issuing statements. It goes to the editor and to the policymaker and to the this and that. A week later, it comes back to me, totally rewritten without any shadows of what I wrote, saying that this is the way it should be written. And you know, and it's sort of portrayed like it has to go through many steps. And the mailer, by the time it finishes, I've got no sense of it. Mm-hmm. So here also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hanhaga, the Teva works because things go so complex and so roundabout that you lose track that this is where it came from, this way. And it's like, you know, you ever see those little puzzles for kids would have a lot of lines scribbled and you have to get from here to the outside. There's one line that takes you there, but it's so lost in the maze that you sit for hours puzzling it. So all these hanhagas of mazolas, there's so much teva and so much other thing going on that we don't deher schar mitzvah by Alma. It's lost somewhere.
That saying that there is that we just can't see the schar mitzvah b'hayamo, or yes, saying that there
saying in fact no that the hester is so devious that there's no way we'll chap. It's just like the marshal. If you want to give somebody matana, you want to help somebody in business, so you can do it outright and give them matanas. But if the person wouldn't take money or business, whatever it is, you keep going round and about and about and around, and somehow Reuven called Shimon, and Shimon called Levi. And you know, the more you weave it into a normal attitude, the person, my Shver Zechan Evracha, was extremely makbid not to take any money from the yeshiva. He never wanted to take money from the yeshiva. They didn't have much on their own, but he was sick. He's sick and think, I don't know exactly what, but even when matzah was very difficult, he refused, didn't want to. His father, Blazil, very much insisted. And I think for the same reason Blazil insisted, my father didn't want. Blazil wanted to feel Meshubba to the yeshiva. My father wanted to, you know, he took care of the yeshiva. He worked, but he did not want to feel that way. But whatever, that was their. So he once told somebody, Rabbi Leizudel, you know, I do my best to get money to my son in ways that he could never figure out. But whatever sum it is that I managed to get in that way, somehow I always find it back in Yeshiva's books at the end of the year, and I don't know how it got there. That was the, in other words, my shver was a step ahead in figuring out how it got back into the books.
But to emphasize on this nikuda, so then what he's saying is that there is really schar mitzvah b'hay alma. We just can't perceive it.
Correct. That's what he's saying. Olokas schar mitzvah amleka. Van hogazu manigus baruch olam kol umus olam she'in lo torah mitzvahs lachayin nikosim isham. The Yud is considered always a letter that is closest to Ruchnius. It's the smallest letter. Halachically, has no share whatsoever, as long as it's nicker. The Gemara says, Ki b'koshem tzur lamim, olam havos kei with the yud, olam hazeh with the hey. The yud kei vav kei, the sphere that's the yud, is the most subtle sphere. The yud is chachma, and the kutzah shel yud is kesa. So the yud is always a letter that's merames, something that is from beyond. So aleph, dalet, nun, which is odin, It's Oisis Odin. That's the Hanhaga. That's the Adnus in the world. That's that. That seems to have the world in its grip. We didn't say as Teva. They understood it as Kochav Mazalos, but same thing. And we add a little view to it, and we the hair what comes from before it.
Just to clarify this Nakuda, you know, the way I guess this I think is this is exactly the point he's saying, but the way most people do see the world, like Rabbi was saying, is there is a certain standard, and then I should look for the Shefa Bracha, I should look for the Hashkacha, so to speak, in everyday events.
Right.
Which still seems to mean that on a day-to-day basis, there is a standard, and I have to see what, you know, what little points deviate from the standard to say, oh, there's the Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, putting his, you know, his footprint, so to speak, his mark on my day. So based on what we're saying now, that's entirely incorrect. From start to finish, everything that happens, even the standard, is entirely from the Ribbono Shel Olam.
True, but we have to be honest and say things the way we see it. It says Lamashal. It says if a person says Halal every day is Machar from a Gadev, one of the things is I do the hair things as Teva, and I need to be honest in what I describe as that belongs. Emuna is I don't see it, but I know it's true. That's perfectly right. So a person can say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I dehair you here and here and here. I know that everything is from you, but I don't dehair it. And that's legitimate. It's just like, let's give a marshal. When I take an apple and eat it, I make a boy rihai. When I see an apple by somebody else, I also know he made it. But If I wasn't nana from it, I don't hear it. I don't feel it. You know, a person needs to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu be'emes. And that's why when a person dehears something, and that's why hallow is an unusual moment. It's when I dehear something that's beyond. Because, you know, if I take the things that I really, really think is teva, but I just say lip service to Kadosh Baruch Hu, then I'm not being emes with it. You know, so now, there are people that are more sensitive. There are people whose ruchnis is more sensitive. And therefore, I had a roommate in the mirror, very sharp-witted person, very, very, very sharp and incisive. So he told me once, he used to sit next to Reb Chaim Shmuel and shmooze. So Reb Chaim occasionally, when he would get very excited about something he said, he would say, for a maven, I just now said a davar nechmad moed. In other words, if you're deep and you hear what I said, you'll hear that I said something very special. So my roommate sitting next to me whispers in my ears, for the people that are not Mivinim, everything is a Davar Nechmad. In other words, you know, so yeah, it's a wonderful, I said, very serious, very serious. No, you missed the special. Someone else told me apropos of this. This I heard from somebody, word from his father-in-law who was there, I think. This person's father-in-law's name was Shlomo Levine. It was Rai Levine's son. He learned the comments, I believe. And he said that Rabbi Chaim said a shir, and he was very disappointed. And he said, after the shir, the Olam didn't have the shir. No, we understood. He said, no, after Olam would have had the shir, they would have made a rakida around the table. Uh-huh. So I said, a week or two later, he said, his next shir, Baruch Be'er, so the Olam kind of made a tzashtikal motion, kilo they're going to... And he said, medar wissen ba welchen shir zu tanzen. In other words, that itself, you know... If you dance at every shir, then Shabbos, it's empty. The understanding that this is the type of inyan that's exceptional. The herring, so I am, the right thing to say is, I dehair HaKadosh Baruch Hu where I dehair him. And I know, like in the Lashon Gemara, mitivon shel krovim atamaka rechokim. From what I see up hand, I say if I say the things that I don't see, his hand must be there as well. As a person grows, you do become more sensitive, and you do the herit in many more places. But it has to be a genuine hakara.
Mm-hmm. Because it sounds from like what Rebbe's saying that there's perhaps a focus that someone should have that even if I chap to a certain degree that everything's from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and I don't mean it in a cynical way, and I don't mean it just lip service. Like I really do recognize it. Obviously, I might not, you know, appreciate to the fullest degree, but you know, when something extraordinary happens, I could look at it in a certain kind of cynical sense and say, yeah, obviously that's from the Ribbono Shel Olam, but it's no bigger, you know, it's no more exceptional than the standard things.
Right.
And I would think, I guess in first thought, I would think that, you know, that's a madrega, you know, that is significant because I recognize the mundane as being extraordinary. And now Rebbe is saying that maybe, no, the focus is I should scale back and not.
That madrega is significant for Reb Chanina ben Doisa. Reb Chanina ben Doisa, who said, Misham l'shem yadlik, yoyim l'chem tzadik, he was on such a darga where there really was no difference in teva, not teva. That's a darga that takes a lifetime to get to. It knows on when a person begins to, and he means sincerely, and he wants to write, the right thing is to find a Kadosh Baruch Hu where you see it and to understand, you know, I need to understand that just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu helped the matz of X and Y and Z, there's no reason why he won't help in A, B, or C if he wants to. That's that for most everybody, that's the only appropriate way. For the people that walk around in a trance, everything, I'm weary. There's a lack of a fundamental lack of emes in it. And it bothers me. So yes, for the big person, there is like no difference, but that's a lifetime of the hybrid work, you know. I'll share another story that this I heard from my brother-in-law, Rabbi Yom Kalbach. He was friends with Shimshon Pinkus. So he obviously didn't hear the story from him. He heard it from the other person. There was somebody in Ofakim, where in Shimshon Pinkus Kehila, or had some shaykhs of Shimshon Pinkus, that he did a shidduch with a family of Chutz Laretz, and they were kovei a date for the chasna, and then the family called up and said, listen, the date is not convenient for us. We have all sorts of different, you know, whatever it is. If you agree to push it off for a month, I will pay for everything. I'll pay for everything. That's smart pitsui, I know, you know. So it was a dilemma. And Shimon Pinkus told him, you don't push off for chasna. So he said, but the money, said money is nothing. Money is narishkeiten. This is is that. Kids, the person wasn't so resistant. They agreed to go to Rav Shach. So they went to Rav Shach. The person said his thing. And Rav Pinkus said, you know, Kel Tadonza says it. Rav Shach said, it's a very shy Shaila. I don't know. So he said, back and he said, you know, this and that. And he said, I hear the both study. It's very difficult. I can't be Machmir Shaila. Kids, and they left. A day or two later, the father came back again himself, and he asked the Shach, I need to know what to do. So he said, you should make the chasna the day that you agree to Chatzila. So he said, so why didn't Yeshiva tell me that? He says, because I don't like it when Pinkus tells me money is nothing. Let him know that money is something. I don't like Pinkus's. Rav Shach didn't like. It's one thing when you look at it, Mr. Snefesh, listen, it's a great deal. It's not easy to get the money in person. But Mechalzai Chasna is something beyond, and I have to forget about it. Sorry. But the mantra that money is nothing, it's not a healthy mantra for Chatzel Levenstein, it's not a mahalach for people. That was like the.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They said, That's what the yud is, the oisachrina. When Shalom Hashem is working, Cheskel ben Adam Maya eats a gefen batzayar v'chulu. She domer dimoklai Yisrael eats a gefen shurach v'cholish natzayar. When Kosev ayukach meno eats. So even though a vine is as a tree material, it's weak, flexible, very very doesn't have its own key and has to rest on a trellis. Ve'ino chashivus rak imoisa peres atoyvam simech al kim v'anashim. In other words, Klal Yisrael does not have the mitzias of kiyum. It's either or, either they're totally in the yud. So, al-mashal, a tree that I have, an oak tree that doesn't have leaves anymore, doesn't have this anymore, I'm going to keep it standing because it's very hard to chop it down. So it'll stand until a thunderstorm comes and whatever. A vine, if it's not giving any grapes, it's off. There's no, it's not a, not a big deal to be accurate. Vezesham malas is the karmi v'chulu chase gedra. Vezesham avram vino Hashem yisparach. Hashem kima titen li v'chulu. Kima agar shemasoil meyeshe nikim v'gima oisis v'shon shesham zeh. V'noichi en l'sheirish, rak bo yisut tana v'tachtani mikulom. Im kein en l'metzias kiyum, at shehera kodesh baruch hu, that sh'af sh'oisek tana v'choyni mikulom, v'oil aga v'kulom. That's the pshat. Every master ben was a shpino ke yud as a hoylo milo she came shema vayis barsh ma yirish mikulam. So the yud in adnos is the last letter, and it's the weakest letter, and it's up for grabs. The yud in yud ke vav ke is the first letter and has its milo. She ken b'shema vayis barsh ma yirishenim mikulam ukshi sois etzor shemokrim shazal milo kulam. Al kaponim. That's, and then he brings this same chazal over here, this same thing about Tzimun Tes Akramim, the 55 letters, the 55, the Gematria 55, the Kerem Mispa Esa Pamim Shem Avaya, Umar Al Shmeyus Pash Shabar Kolomus Bid Mamoris, and so on. Al Kaponim. So he's saying over here, the Shem Adon is a Shem that governs the world. And the truth is also, it's interesting, the Yud has another function. He doesn't bring it here. The yud has a function of making something possessive. So when I want to say my kerem, I say karmi. So the shem adnos, really odoin, is in itself. Aleph Dalet Nun means master. Aleph Dalet Nun yud, the yud is also like adoini, if I would say it that way. So the yud also has in itself the element of a shaychus to me. He doesn't bring this point over here. He just uses the yud as the ois of this transfer from general adnos and hogedas lamaila. Okay. Yeah.
Fine. No. So we're gonna stop here. Go to pasuk zayin.
Stop here. The next few lines are real kabbalistic stuff. Definista. A bit from pasuk zayin.
Okay. Fine. I mean, not to the exclusion of any of the other shiurim, but I feel like after tonight's shaf, it's something that I should be get up and dancing.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Rabbi. Yeah, all the best. Take care.